You can't tell by looking that Michelle Baxter suffers from chronic pain in her muscles and joints. Standing at her desk eases her fibromyalgia.
But since I've been standing, my lower lumbar feels much better. And plus, I get to exercise and move more, keep everything circulating in the blood. It feels good.
Baxter works with student records at the George Washington University in Washington. She says standing gives her more energy.
I can get more done. Not even thinking about being stiff and then got to get up and go trying to find a place to exercise. So I'm moving. I'm exercising as I'm standing.
And she's burning as many as 1,200 calories a day. That's one reason that standing desks are slowly moving into cramped cubicles. Another is research that shows the more you sit, the greater the risk for major illness, says Amanda Visick, an exercise psychologist with the Milken Institute School of Public Health at GW.
Sitting is bad because it causes a number of poor health outcomes, including obesity, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, depression, and even mortality.
For older adults, every hour spent sitting is linked to a 50% greater risk of becoming disabled. But Visick says no one at any age is spared.
So even if we do make it to the gym at the end of the day and we go for a run and do other things, if we spend the majority of our day sitting, right, in sedentary behavior, that is its own independent risk factor. So one is not the remedy for the other.
So if exercise does not compensate for sitting, what does? Visick suggests building activity into your daily routine.
In the workplace, instead of shooting off an email or picking up the phone to call a colleague, you can walk to their office to ask the same question or have the same conversation. One of the things that we can do is train ourselves when we enter a building to think about staircase first and look for that. So that's an easy substitution for building steps into our day in lieu of riding the elevator up.
The Milken Institute School of Public Health promotes this vision. The central staircase encourages taking the steps. Elevated tables in classrooms and lounge areas provide the option to stand, and standing desks are the norm. Michelle Baxter says getting up from her chair has changed her life and prompted her to offer this advice.
Everybody stand. It's good. It's good for you. Everybody stand. Just for a little while. Try it.
Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.